Everyone, it's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves his people. He loves you. Understand full well that he loves you. He has all of your best interests at heart. The Lord loves us, and his love is unmatched. The Lord our God left heaven, became a man, lived among us, taught us, died for us, rose again to justify us, and sent us the Holy Spirit to guide us through this life. And I thank the Lord for that. He loves us, seriously. And I thank God for his serious, unrelenting love. With that in mind, we've been talking about the surgery that God has to do. The Lord our God, our commander in chief, he has to protect heaven. Nothing will enter heaven that will defile it. Nothing will enter the New Jerusalem that will defile it. Nothing will enter that will defile it. Sin is a defiler. The Lord didn't choose the way of sin, and it was never his plan for man to choose the way of sin. Because mankind didn't understand and couldn't understand sin, the Lord made two trees. One represented his trust in God. The other one represented his trust in alternatives. One, the first tree is the tree of life. The second tree is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, the day you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. Every race of man, in every age of man, from the time that God made Adam till now, man is in a position where he must choose how he's going to govern his life. Who will he trust? Will he trust the living God or an alternative? And so many people now attempt to trust what they believe, or anybody they look up to, they'll trust what they believe. And Satan will give you whatever you want to believe. But the Lord has standards, and the Lord has a plan, and the Lord doesn't play people. He doesn't play people against, you know, he doesn't do people wrong for his advantage. He does the right thing all the time. Even people he know are an offense, he loves them, and he tries to get them to understand. The Lord sent ministers to people so that they don't have to die. The Lord will always rather forgive you than judge you. But sin is already judged. It's already judged. If we all broke the law, if we don't get saved through Jesus Christ, we will not go to heaven. So we all must get saved. He made a way. He provided for us to get saved that we may live forever. And he knows that people don't always understand the ins and outs of salvation and how life works. Because God put us in the same position that he once was in. If you study chapter 8 in Proverbs, it says, in the beginning of his way, he chose wisdom. The Lord chose to do what was right. And he put Adam in the same position. Now, when God made angels, he gave them knowledge. But when he made us, we're born, we have enough sense to breathe. Our body does that for us. And we learn. A child can learn so fast. They can learn a language in 1 year. They can learn to walk in that same year. and they learn how people do things in 1 year. It's almost a miracle. That's why they can understand computers so much. Their brain is grasping for knowledge. And children can learn to read. I bought my children it was a learning system called Your Baby Can Read, and it works. You can get it on the internet. And it teaches babies how to read and recognize words and match them to pictures. A man found out that a baby can read. And it works. Now, the Lord made the mind of man. He made the heart of man. He made man's body. And he is, if you want to understand God, look at Adam. Adam was in a position he had to choose. God once was in a position he chose the way of life. And we must do we're intended to do the same thing. But then the interrupter came, our enemy came, and tried to introduce alternatives. God doesn't do sin. He hates it. And he wasn't going to tell man what sin was because it's not necessary. Sin is just not necessary. God, it's not something that he was going to talk about. So he, in his creation, he made a tree. Don't eat off this tree. The day you do, you should surely die. And when he ate off, his eyes was open. And he died. And the first thing he did, when people get in sin, the first thing the enemy do, when people start getting in sin and they like it, they run from the light. They run from the Lord. They stop going to church. They run from people that can help them the most. They run from serious Christians. And they run to Christians that will, or people that will condone what they're doing. Now, where I'm going with this is this. We were warned by Paul and Peter and Jude how some people who call themselves preachers, they teach error. They are tares sown among the wheat. And we've been dealing with tares. We're still dealing with end times, but this chapter is on the tares, dealing with the tares in the field. The field is the world. And the tares are the children of Satan. Then he sowed them among the wheat to corrupt, to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness, to give man a license to sin and still go to heaven. That cannot happen because sin will not enter heaven, and anybody that's attached to sin, they won't go either. Yeah, but preacher, I got saved. I believed on Jesus. Good. Well, walk in this way. When you became a Christian, you were enabled to do the right thing. You have to choose to do the right thing. Do the word of God. And you're saved. You're not saved by your works. You're saved by the blood of Jesus. And you have a new heart. And your heart doesn't want to sin. Your mind and your body still has an appetite for it. But the core of you don't want to sin if you believed on the blood of Jesus Christ and you believed on him and you're saved. You don't want that anymore. So the enemy has to tempt Christians into sin. While they're weak and unstable, he try to tempt you into sin. So that's why the Lord made us not only Christians, but kings and priests, so that we who are stronger can pray for those who are weaker and represent that case before the Lord. And the Lord Jesus is the high priest, and he represents all of us to the Lord, so that the Lord won't blow this planet up, because God hates sin. The Father don't play. But he gave us a space of time to repent. And he works with us. And the Lord set this up because he know he don't like sin. He'll listen to Jesus and he'll listen to people who love him, and as they represent the case of those who are weaker. A priest is a fail-safe. See, God got your back. A baby Christian will fall and stumble sometime, but they get back up and they want help. But when people get angry when you try to help them and they don't want help, they want to do what they want to do. That's how tares do. And right now the Lord's doing surgery. He loves people. He loves the tares and he loves the wheat. But he's still doing surgery because people make themselves, they leave the faith and start living according to the world and reject God. So the Lord has to do something about it. And he will do something about it. He's not going to continue to allow tares to interrupt the harvest. The harvest are those that will get saved at the end of the age. So those who love God, as we draw near to the Lord, he's going to work through us and anoint us to gather the harvest. But see, before he does that, he's going to get rid of idolatry in the church. Judgment starts at the house of God. He has to destroy idolatry in the church so that when he brings the harvest in, people won't be confused by the doctrine of the tares. Because when people come in, they don't know any better. And they follow what people do until they get a footing in God. And tares mess things up. So, that's where we're at. God is doing surgery. Now, don't be so fast, Christians, to call people tares. Because sometimes Christians who are weak and unstable, they do the same deeds as a tare. That's, the angels didn't pull him up because he didn't want to uproot the wheat with the tare. Let them grow to the end. And then we'll do surgery. Well, now is the end times and God is doing the surgery. This means that he's going to help you who love him understand what he's doing, because he doesn't do anything unless he tells his prophets. I'm telling you now, he's doing surgery. Corrupt teachers, false doctrines, tares among the wheat. God's going to do something about it. And one thing he's going to do is judge it. Sin is already judged. Let's look at Revelation, the church at Thyatira. Verse 18, chapter 2 in Revelation says, "And unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things saith the Son of God, who has his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and thy charity, and service, and faith, and thy patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death. And all the church shall know that I am he which searches the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And I will rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. I will give him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God saith to the churches. The Lord is not desperate. He loves everybody. He wants everybody. But not on evil terms. It's just like a man getting married. He see a beautiful woman. He loves this woman. But if he's not desperate, he's not going to, if she's an adulterer, if she has lust for eyes and flirts with his friends, if he got any sense at all, he's not going to marry that one. He'll let her go on about her way. Now, that's what the Lord is doing. Because he has to protect heaven, and he will. It's important. He should do this. Now, the logic of those who love the world, who are tares, is totally opposite of the heart of God. And those who are Christians that want to know the Lord and they love him, they are totally opposite of the world. And the Lord is doing surgery. He has to. I thank him for it. Now, in the book of Romans, the Lord, this is not the first time he had to do this. In the days when God made Adam, people knew who God was. They weren't confused. There wasn't 100 doctrines out there. There wasn't 1,000 different religions. Everybody, angels, demons, and humans, people, they knew that God was God. Now, all right, Romans chapter 1, verse 18, or verse 17. Let me start at 16. Verse 16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, unto everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Verse 21. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of God, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God unto an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who was blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, and deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Chapter 2, therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judges. When people that turn their back to God and love the world, they're trying to, they want something that God didn't give. They want a lifestyle that cannot ever work. You cannot satisfy lust. You cannot satisfy greed. And pride will destroy you from the inside out. Pride will destroy you from the inside out. Pride looks within. Faith looks to God. Fear looks to man. So when these people in the first generation, they didn't want God in their knowledge, and they rebelled, and they were adamant about it, then the Lord gave them over to a reprobate mind. So all the false preachers and false teachers and people who run after them because they don't love God's ways and they love these worldly satanic ways, the Lord's going to give them over to their own determination, and nobody will be able to talk them out of it. I'm going to say that again. Because they turned up, they once knew about the love of God. See, tares sown among the wheat, they know the language of God. They know the language of Christians. They know the teachings. They know what they're supposed to do. But they, on their own free will, turn against all that. And they run out to teachers. They try to find teachers that say what they want to hear so that they can do what they want to do. And the preachers, they want the fame and fortune from it. And the people want the liberty to do what they want to do and not do what God said do. And they look for excuses. So the Lord's going to do surgery. And the surgery is simple. He's going to give them over to their own determination. And nobody's going to be able to talk them out of it. So, as this process unfolds, the Lord will guide you because He loves you. When the Lord do His surgery and people want to go because you won't quit telling the truth, and you won't quit walking in love, and when everybody that won't leave, let them go, because the Lord is doing surgery. And you're not going to be able to talk them out of it. And don't let them talk you into what they're doing. Nobody's that important. They made the decision to be a tare, just like you made the decision to be the wheat. You decided you wanted to be God's child. You were serious about it. You walked in His way. They decided they wanted this world. They got another doctrine. They do what they want to do. Nobody made them do it. God warned them not to. He sent real preachers to tell them not to and plead with them, just like Jeremiah did in his day with those evil kings of Israel and Judah. But they went their way and got cursed. Well, same thing. Jezebel, God gave her a space to repent, and she wasted it. God gave Jezebel a space to repent because His love runs deep. He loves us. But you're not going to heaven on your terms. You're going on God's terms. Don't forget that fact. If you'd have made up something else, you need to get saved and go on God's terms. But preach, I believed on the blood of Jesus. Good, good. Well, walk in the light of His word. Build your house on a rock. And be the light of the world. Be the light of the world. Don't be afraid to honor God. Don't be afraid to take a stand of courage. Because you got an audience. In your audience, these are the people that watch you every day. Wherever you are, people watch you. And if you love God and you stand out, you don't compromise when you love God. You don't lie. You don't steal. You don't cheat. You don't tear people down. You try to build people up. And if your life it doesn't match the wisdom and the love of God, change it. If your life don't match the love and wisdom and holiness of God, change it. Choose the way of God. Choose the way of light. Choose the way of love. Perfect love casts out fear. Wisdom gives people a chance to see, for their vision to grow. See, all of our young nephews, nieces, sisters, and brothers, friends, the little children in our life, they need to see our marriages mirror Christ and the church. They need to see our marriage with our own wives and women with their own husbands honor God. Not this newfangled stuff that the president and all his not men with men and women with women. Not that. Nobody need to see that. That's sin. Sin. S-I-N. Sin. And be warned. If you live in the wrong lifestyle and you won't change, and God have pleaded with you and worked with you, he's given Jezebel a space of time to repent. And now it's time for God to do his surgery. So disconnect from the world. If a man done married a man, it's time you to go on back. You need a divorce. That's junk. Women that marry women, it's junk. You don't want to be, you don't want God to give you over to a reprobate mind. You won't have a mind to come back. Remember, God is not desperate. He loves you, but if you go to heaven, it's going to be on his terms. Not on yours, not on the president's, not on the mayor's, not on the people of this world. Now, I'm saying these things because we need to live. And our children need us to do the word of God. And all the false, corrupt teachers and preachers, God is not involved with that. That's a problem. He's going to do something about it. Now remember, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to bless those that love him, that seek him. And let other people know about the website, newlivingletters.com. Now until next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.